Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're learning more today about the married couple that carried out last week's rampage in San Bernardino, California.
Yeah, at a congressional hearing today, FBI Director James Comey said Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were radicalized at least 2 years ago.
As early as the end of 2013, they were talking to each other about jihad and martyrdom before they became engaged and then married and lived together in the United States.
NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following all the latest developments on this, and she's with us now. Carrie, first of all, what more are we learning today about Farouk and Malik, the two attackers in San Bernardino?
The FBI Director James Comey said it's clear both members of that husband-wife couple were radicalized and were radicalized before they met each other. They were talking online, as we know now, about jihad and martyrdom as long as 2 years ago. But the FBI director couldn't answer whether the Islamic State or some other group or terrorist operative had arranged the marriage between these two. And in fact, he pointed out that as of late 2013, the Islamic State was not the force in play that it is now. So they may have come to the Islamic State or this radical cause or the notion that their radicalization has evolved over time. And authorities are still investigating that right now, Jeremy.
How does that change the thinking, the idea that maybe they that I mean, because earlier on there was a thought that perhaps she had radicalized him. Now it looks like they were both radicalized earlier on.
For sure. The issue now is that each came to this decision separately, and they want to understand the backgrounds of each of these individuals. They're interviewing lots and lots of folks here in the U.S. about the male shooter, Syed Farouk, and working with intelligence counterparts in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia to understand more about the movements of the female shooter, Tashfeen Malik, before she came here on a fiancé visa.
Now, James Comey argued also today for being able to access encrypted messages that terrorists have been using. He gave the example of two men who tried in May to shoot their way into an exhibit of cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad in Garland, Texas. Let's listen to James Comey here.
That morning, before one of those terrorists left to try and commit mass murder, he exchanged 109 messages with an overseas terrorist. We have no idea what he said because those messages were encrypted. And to this day, I can't tell you what he said with that terrorist 109 times the morning of that attack. That is a big problem.
So Comey there making the case that it's still very difficult for authorities to identify people who are going to do something like what we saw in San Bernardino before they do it.
Jeremy, he's been making that case for a year now, in part because this process of identifying people who may be radicalized online is a very difficult one for the FBI to detect in advance and for local law enforcement to detect in advance. A couple of points here, though. The Garland, Texas attack was prevented. Both of the shooters in that case were killed, and no one else was. Secondly, there's no evidence to date that this husband-wife team of shooters in San Bernardino used encrypted messaging. We do not know that. That said, Comey said that terrorists, criminals, and spies increasingly are taking advantage of encryption, and the FBI is having a harder and harder time finding out what they are saying. That is a big problem for law enforcement in the U.S. They want Congress and tech partners to help in solving that problem.
What other questions, Carrie Johnson, are authorities still asking, still investigating with regards to the attack in San Bernardino?
First, Jeremy, painting a detailed portrait of each of these shooters, and then second, and very importantly, looking for any possible accomplices, people who help them, equip them. We know a former neighbor of the male shooter has been interrogated by the FBI, and we know he did purchase two of the assault-style weapons used in the attack. The question is whether he knew how those were going to be used and whether that purchase was legal. Secondly, any other plans these two shooters may have had for that day last week or even earlier in terms of other targets for attack. These are big questions the FBI is working urgently to answer.
And just briefly, Carrie, we know that Comey was also asked about that strange scene with reporters being allowed into the apartment after investigators had gone through it in San Bernardino. What do we hear about that?
Sure. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, asked about that. She said she was very troubled by images of reporters rummaging through people's belongings in that apartment, which is still really potentially a rich source of information. The FBI Director Comey said the FBI was done with the site and it turned it back over to the landlord. That said, that didn't seem to placate Senator Feinstein, who said the authorities need to come up with a better way of securing property moving forward.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson in Washington. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.